RNIB has a small selection of tactile paint-by-numbers and tactile colouring books. The idea behind these is that because they have both tactile and print images, blind and partially sighted parents can, for example, enjoy the books with sighted or vision-impaired children. The paint-by-numbers pack includes 10 animal images, each of which is printed and embossed on heavy paper, with titles and numbers written in large print and braille. Fact sheets are supplied in print and contracted braille, and a number colour code is also provided. A variety of line widths and styles is used to help guide the painting or crayoning by numbers. Separately, RNIB also sells a colouring tactile pad and two colouring books, and Claire Grant from RNIB described these books for us, and we first asked Claire what age range they're mainly aimed at.
All ages, really. So the colour and paint books and the sort of colouring pad, they're focused more on kind of like 3 years and up, which is quite nice. The colouring pad, they suggest 5 years and up. The paint by number, they actually suggest 6+. What I love about the Paint by Number, though, is that it's definitely a family book, I think, because of what it offers. It has these fun facts in the front as well about all the different animals that you're going to be colouring later on, which kind of makes it more of a family, get involved, everybody's learning something. I didn't know what one of the animals was myself, so that was quite exciting. And nice, simple images. But I would say in the paint by numbers, they seem a bit more exciting images, I think.
Well, I was going to ask about the business of family involvement. Presumably, a vision impaired parent, therefore, could make use of these books if they have a sighted child, or indeed if the child has vision impairment as well. Everyone can join in?
Yeah, absolutely, particularly on the Paint by Numbers book, because these fun facts, they're in print and they're in braille, and then with the nice big images that you've got, they've also got the print and they've got the braille as well, so nice big thick bold lines. So even if you're partially sighted, there's such nice thick bold lines, and obviously they're raised as well, so if you are blind, you can make the most of that as well. But I think absolutely you could have a blind parent with a sighted child or vice versa.
And what's the layout then? You said that they are tactile, they're braille. Obviously, for a sighted person, you see an image. So what's the actual kind of relationship between those different ways of accessing the image?
In the Paint by Numbers pack, you have in the back of the package 10 nice big square images. Now, the images come with thick black lines, and there are also different levels of lines, which we can come back to. But they also have large print numbers and titles. And then they've got the braille numbers and titles next to the relevant bits of large print.
So you can read them if you're sighted, but you can also see the outline with the lines, and there's braille information as well.
Yeah, there's a colour code that comes with the paint by numbers, obviously being paint by numbers. And so where you've got, for example, in a section, the number 2 written in large print, you've also got the number 2 in braille. So you can easily go around the page and determine which bit should be what colour, whether you're blind or sighted.
And the description you talked about, that's separate from the pictures themselves. It explains kind of what's in the book.
So, yeah, so we've got these pictures at the back, and then in the front of the pack, we've got in large print and in braille the sort of kind of introduction to the pack about what it's for, so teaching colour concepts with an emphasis on real-world colours, encouraging visual and tactile exploration. And then it goes into specific fun facts about each animal. So in that, it will talk about maybe what the size is, what the weight is. For example, a capybara apparently can weigh in excess of 100 pounds. So that's 45 kilos. Who knew? And at the bottom of the page, it's got a colour code. So that will be what you then pick up when you find your picture in the back of the capybara. You would then use that colour code to colour in the drawing.
And most importantly, the painting, you know, the title is Tactile Paint by Numbers. How do you actually colour it, paint it? What's the physical sort of action that you do to complete the picture?
So you can either use paints, but you can just use markers or crayons or pencils, whatever you fancy. But the idea is that because you've got these nice raised tactile lines, you can follow the lines with your fingers, or you can obviously visual if you've got some sight. But you go around following the lines with your fingers around the outlines. And we do have different levels of line. So, for example, you've got the nice, thick, solid lines, which are the outline. So thinking about a butterfly, for example, they often have sections of colour inside the wings. Each section of colour inside the wing is a slightly narrower tactile line, still quite a nice thickness, so they're easy to follow, but they're slightly narrower, so you know to change the colour. And then for background bits, so there's a flower on the butterfly image, that's got dashed lines around it, so you know that's more of a background colour. So you kind of go around the image, use your fingers, or if you've got some sight, you can obviously do it by sight as well. Just go around the image and fill it in.
And this Tactile Paint by Numbers book, that's fairly new. You've had for a little while the Sensation Colour and Paint books. You've got a couple of those, I think, and also a colouring pad. Do they work along similar lines, identical lines?
They're kind of similar. They're less complex. So I would definitely describe the colour and paint books. So these are the colour sensation books. You get books one and two, and then there's a separate one, which is the colouring pad, as you said. These are literally just the images. So they do have a title that is, again, in large print and braille. And for the colour and paint book ones and book two, they have a nice spiral bound down the side, like the paint by numbers. So they're nice and easy to turn the pages. And you just work your way through the book. And there's a even nice little pull-out plastic protector, which you can pull out of the book and put behind the drawing that you want to paint or colour, however you want to do it, just to protect the next image as well. In the colouring pad, they're all loose leaf, so you can literally just pull them straight out and you can just colour them wherever you want to go.
And what kind of images have you got in the Colour Sensation colouring pad that you've just described, and also the two paint books?
So in the pad, we've got a bear with a balloon, got some birds, a butterfly, a flower, kind of sort of more nature things, and there's also a train. And then in the Colour Sensation books, they've got multiple images but under different themes. So in the book one, there's a jungle theme, so that's got like a giraffe and a peacock. Food theme, pets theme, and a mythological theme, so all those who love a nice mermaid, there's a mermaid in there. And in book two, we've also got like a sea life theme, which is your crabs, octopus, turtles. We've got transport, garden, and then more of a celestial theme, so the nighttime moon, stars, and the sun.
And the Paint by Numbers Tropical Rainforest book pack costs £32.99. The Colour Sensation Tactile Pad is priced at £5.50, and the two Sensation Tactile Colouring Books, 1 and 2, each costs £5.99. These prices exclude VAT, which is not paid on any of these items if bought by a blind or partially sighted person or by someone on their behalf. And if you'd like more information about any of these books, you can phone RNIB's National Helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999, or you can, if you prefer, email them at helpline@rnib.org.uk.
Infosound.